The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking, and we are live. It is a Monday. Welcome. I hope you guys are well. Thank you very much for joining us today. So a couple of things to go through. The first one is we've got the War Room event coming up. So these are events that go up and down the country. And we can't decide whether we're going to do them in just Leeds and London or Leeds, London, Manchester and Bristol. So we'll just have to see about that. But if you've not booked your ticket yet, then you should book your ticket because these are going to be awesome events. It's free of charge as my guest. So please book that. Come along. It's a full day of business coaching and training. It's literally where we chuck up all your problems onto the whiteboard one by one. And then we go, okay, you know, depends how many problems we get. If we get 100 problems, we'll pick the biggest ones out of it. And if we only get a couple, we'll go through all of them. But we go through each obstacle that's in your business one by one, whatever that happens to be. We chuck them on the whiteboard and then we solve the problem. It's a live coaching environment, which sounds really flashy. But basically, it's me at the front of the room with a whiteboard and we get all your problems solved. It's pretty awesome. We used to run these a couple of years ago. And people loved them. People loved them so much to stop turning up for the group coaching calls on the webinar, which we've got later on today, actually. So if you guys want to turn up for that, I would love to meet you. You get to meet face to face. And it's almost like one of these, but it's live with a coaching board, with a whiteboard, and we do live coaching and we coach on everything and anything. We've got my NLP background. We've got my property background. We've got my experience as a business coach as well. So it's pretty awesome. Come and find us at daniellatto.co.uk/war room on that one. That's that. The next one is today is the 14th of January, which obviously means everybody completely stops their New Year's resolutions. I think studies have shown that generally a New Year's resolution will only last for maybe 14 days, something like that. So today is the day that most people are going to quit on their New Year's resolution. Let's just talk about resolutions. I don't do resolutions. I don't really see the point of a New Year resolution. New Year, near me, new me. Like, I don't really get the point of a New Year, just to be completely honest about it. The Earth goes around the sun, but we determine the 31st of January, that's when we're going to have New Year. It's freezing freaking cold. Why can't we have it in July when it's hot? And we can go to the beach, we can go to the, go to the Med. By the way, if you hear banging in the background, it's because the house next door are digging a new swimming pool. Like, I know, right? First world problems. I get it. But I can hear it, but I don't think the speaker's picking it up. Every so often, I hear just doof, doof. Anyway, so I just don't get this New Year's resolution thing. The Earth goes around the sun. We pick the 31st of January when it's freezing cold. I just don't get that. Why not May the 10th? Like, it's not like the Earth goes around the sun and it gets back to the point it was in to begin with, because the sun's moving. This is a problem with time travel, by the way. If you travel back in time, you're likely to be floating in space. You know, if you go back Marty McFly to 1955, wherever the Earth was in 1955 is not where it is right now. It's nowhere near. Like, the whole galaxy's moving, and then the sun's moving, and then the Earth's moving, right? It ain't happening. You're floating in space. Time travel, if it does exist, this is probably why they've not worked this bit out yet, because they have to work out where stuff is going to be in future, and we've not been able to work it out. Anyway, so that's why time travel doesn't exist. So forget about physics. It's just the sheer floating in space kind of thing. So I don't get New Year's resolutions. New Year, new me, this year. Why do you have to wait until the end of the year? So you can be eating like a, I don't know, a sloth. Do sloths eat a lot? I don't know. You could eat like a pig all year, and oh yeah, new year, new me, and then 14 days in, and then start eating again. I don't get that, right? So New Year's resolutions, it's like, it's not going to work for you. So, but if you have picked them, today's the day you're likely to quit it. So what would be better than a New Year's resolution? Well, I'm a great believer in goal setting, for sure. I've kept some of my journals from 8 to 10 years ago, and I look at what my plans were on there, and I compare them with what's actually going on today, and it is like, oh my gosh, it came true. It might take 10 years for it to come true, okay? This is one of the reasons for New Year's resolutions fall over. It's like 14 days. How's that supposed to work? What does happen is the long-term goal setting. And, you know, like, actually, we've not done it for a while and we need to do it as well. We're likely to do it at the next War Room event, thinking about it, because it's so important. But having a 15-year goal, a 10-year goal, a 5-year goal, a 3-year goal, an 18-month, a 12-month, 6-month, a 3-month, and a 1-month goal, anything less than that is a task. That's what you should be doing on your goal setting, not or your New Year's resolutions, not doing them once a year at the end of the year when you've eaten like a pig, not gone running, not done your business, blah, 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 not done anything but you said you were going to do. It's just like kicking a can down the road and putting it off for another year. It's a nice, convenient excuse not to do the work, right? And that's not going to help you. What is better is if you go, well, in 5 years' time, I'm going to have this. Like, if you haven't got that in 5 years' time, like, 1 year, if you mess it up 1 year, like, you can get away with that. But you mess up the next 5 years, you've messed up your life, right? So that's why it will work a lot better. Good morning, Callum. So that's why it's going to work a lot better. And a 10-year goal and a 15-year goal, you mess those up, you've totally screwed your life, right? Because you can't get 15 years back. You've missed out on so much, you know, deflation, inflation of property, rents going up, people knowing who you are, your reputation growth in the next 15 years. Like, think about that, right? Think about going to a networking event and just speaking to one extra person than you would normally speak to over the next 15 years, okay? Like 15 times 12, whatever that is, that's a lot of people, an extra 200. They know 5 people. Suddenly, that's an extra 1,000 people that know you, that might do business with you in 15 years. Or if you did just, that's if you do just one networking event. Imagine if you did 4 networking events every month, right? Imagine if you did one podcast every single day, and every time you did a podcast, you got an extra person who knew about you. That's 365, assuming you did them on weekends. 365 all the way through for the next 15 years, how many extra people are going to know about you? A huge amount of people. I can't do the maths. 45,000? I just made that up. So, like, you can't mess up these 5, 10, 15-year goals, but it's easy to mess up our New Year's resolution and then you quit in 14 days, right? Because there's got no longevity to them. You start adding some longevity to it, your whole world is impacted. You know, if I hadn't have bought every single property that I bought, I wouldn't be living the life I'm living now, right? If my kids hadn't have been abducted, I wouldn't be living the life I'm living now, okay? Like, as painful as some of those times were and those processes were, and as hard as it was buying all that property, it was worth it in terms of my personal growth to get to where I am and be the man that I am today. So you've got to be getting down on these goals. There's no question about it. Now, one of the reasons why people don't do goals rather than New Year's resolution is that they can't see 15 years down the line, but nobody can see 15 years. At best, it's a guess. So you might as well make it a really cool thing to be doing rather than a really rubbish thing to be doing. You might as well make your 15-year goal to be sat on a yacht, having flown over on your private helicopter, sat around in Ibiza or Greece or whatever it is, and you go, let's go to Switzerland, or whatever it was in Wolf of Wall Street that he had to go to. So you might as well, like, because no one can see that far, so you might as well make it like this really big, grandiose thing, because who knows, right? It might actually come true. Now, the stuff that we've written down has come true thus far, and we've still got a lot of work to do in the next 10 to 15 years, because we've got another 10 to 15 years worth of goals, right? So, although admittedly, we've not written them down for a while, so we're going to do that probably the next couple of days for me personally, but definitely the War Room, the one that's coming up in Leeds, we'll do that. So that's what you need to be doing too. Like, if the most successful people in the world are writing down goals, and they all say one of the reasons is it's because I wrote down my goals, why are you not writing your goals? What makes you so different from all these very successful, wealthy people that says, oh, no, I'm just going to stick with my New Year's resolutions and then quit after 2 weeks? It just doesn't make sense to me. Your job is to increase the probability of success, okay? So if writing goals does not increase your probability of success, we wouldn't do it. But we know for a fact it does increase your probability of success. And I say we know it for a fact, and we say this anecdotally, which kind of cancels each other out, but anecdotally in that I've written my goals down and I've got what I wanted. And I'm not there yet, like completely I'm not there, because I've still got more work to do for the rest of the stuff that I want, right? But I know that if I hadn't have written those goals, the chances are, because I wouldn't have got what I wanted, because they're very clearly defined. I know how much, I know when, I know the type of lifestyle, I know the type of body that I want. The body that I want right now is not, that I've got right now is not the body that I want, so I'm still working on that one, but it's not as bad as it could be. It could be a lot worse. So if you're doing New Year's resolutions, let's just scrap them. How about you sit down, like it's a 14th, that's fine. Let's get your next 2 weeks down. Like, in the next 2 weeks, really, they should be tasks. Anything less than a month is a task, okay? But set them down for the rest of January up to February. Or set your six-month goals. By June, I want to have this, 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 and this. Good morning, Stefan. Stephen. Stefan. Sorry, Stephen. just comes up, and it's really small as a text. It's morning. How are you guys? Hope you're well. So, I lost my train of thought there. So you've got to start writing these goals down, get them really clearly defined. We call these boundary conditions, just using some NLP language here. I can draw it on the board. So a boundary condition, let's just explain this for you. So a boundary condition is something that's very clearly defined. So right now, you are the dot in that boundary condition. That is you. That's your unconscious mind. This right here, this is your boundary condition. And by the way, when you're scared of something, I need to go do some public speaking, your unconscious mind takes you up to this boundary wall right here. And then, because your unconscious mind loves you and its job is to protect you as much as possible, because it loves you so much, it will put you in harm, right, over the long term. So it bounces you back. So it hits it and it bounces back because it's fearful for you, and it takes you back here. This is what we call the comfort zone, this dot right here, okay? So when it brings you here, like if you can go through the public speaking, the boundary condition actually gets bigger because you've pushed through it. But what happens is it's not just this one boundary condition that's grown. This is why your growth comes in all sorts of different areas. It's holistic in its nature. It's like if you're a bodybuilder and you just do top body, you'll reach a certain point and then you stop growing because you've got to work on your legs as well. Most people don't do that, so they limit the growth. Whereas, nature loves like equilibrium, right? It loves equilibrium. So, and it loves symmetry to some extent. So you've got to do your legs and then your body will grow even more, okay? So when you're breaking down this boundary condition is much bigger, but then so are all the others. Right, this is why, crazily, if you go, well, I'm scared of public speaking, all right, take a pottery class. What am I taking a pottery class for? Explain down why I'm taking a pottery class. Because you're nervous about doing a pottery class. Go do some live nude painting where you're the nude dude, right? Is that going to burst you through your boundary condition onto the next one? Yes. And then look what's happened. Your boundary condition. And then you hit here and you go, well, blimey, I've done nude drawing where I'm the guy, the nude dude. That's not a problem at all. I can do public speaking. Isn't that amazing? Like, we don't teach you this at school. And the reason we don't teach you this at school is none of them freaking know it. Oh, it's a Monday morning. Ready for a rant. So your boundary condition is what it's all about, okay? And the more you expand that, the better results you're going to have. So if you've got a five-year goal, and the five-year goal is to be a successful business person earning £20,000 a year, brilliant. Do you think public speaking, do you think that might help? Yes. So you need to expand these boundary conditions, and we call this growth, and it expands in all sorts of directions. We can cover that at the war room if you want to go into more depth. There's a whole day's worth of training just on the boundary conditions, or comfort zones, as we call them, but most people don't understand. But if you want to ask me about that, then come to the war room and we'll go through it. But this is why your New Year's resolution is not going to work. Oh, your New Year's resolution, by the way, it just takes you up to this boundary condition. It takes you up to here. I'm going to run. I'm going to start running every day. Brilliant. It takes you up to there. And you're just using your mental power to get you up to there. And after a while, this is going, oh, this is hard work. Oh, no. Oh, I don't know. It's hard. and it stops doing it. It takes you back to your comfort zone, which is not running. Okay. But when you're doing 5-year goals, your 5-year goals are like out here. The amount of growth that you've got to get through to get to those 5 years goals, just a chopper going over the top of a house there. Don't know if you can hear that. But the amount of growth that you've got to have to get you to these 5-year goals is much bigger and much more significant. You have to burst through these boundary conditions and many, many more after that boundary condition to get you to this 15-year goal. That's why we're where we are today rather than being back here, which was way so easy to do. You're not good enough. You don't know what you're doing. It's high risk. You'll never be capable of that. My daughter's more intelligent than you. Thanks, Mr. Jones at Temple Moor High School for letting me know that when I was 15. That was awesome. It was probably the best inspiration you could ever give, twat. I did send him an email to him. Just had bullshit excuses, just a left-wing teacher. Probably hated me even more when we started to obtain wealth. So, you know, whatever it takes. So your short-term goals ain't going to hack it. You've got to get longer, you know. Like, I'm not saying that one-year goals aren't good. Obviously, they are. But 10, 15, 20, 25-year goals. Like, I'm 46 now, so what? 25-year goals, I'll be 70. And I'm hoping to go till 95, right? I've got 50 years left. Touch wood. So, like, at 70, like, should you start writing goals? Hell yes. With the way that technology is moving forward, we've got another 25 years of brand-new technology and all that extra stuff that keeps us going. It's like, what are you going to do? Like, you know, in 25 years' time, by the way, the average age of retirement will be, like, 75 anyway. We'll all be living to 85, okay? So that average age of death is increasing all the time. But it all starts right now, not in the next 2 weeks, not in the New Year's resolutions that you made 14 days ago. It starts now to build this, to build the boundary conditions of your life so that they are so big. You can go and speak on stage in front of 5,000 people. Go be the new dude. I love that as an example, by the way. People going, who are just joined, going, what the heck is he on about? But being the new dude, that, you know, I've not done that, by the way. So in case you're wondering, I didn't need to. Thank you. But like doing all that stuff and expanding your boundary condition, if you want to get to where you want to get to in 15 years, then this is the stuff that you need to start doing. Go out, public speak, start pressing record on YouTube and go live, get your podcast out, go to networking events, go talk to the guy or the girl that you fancied for years and go and ask them out on a date, whatever that happens to be, because by the time you get to 15 years, you don't want to be there looking back and being A, at the same place, or B, just being through one of these smaller boundary conditions. You want to be where your goals said you were going to be, right? The only way you can do that is by pushing through and getting onto that next level. All right, that will do us for today. Awesome podcast this morning. Hope it's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.